This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Josh Sledge from the Filene Research Institute. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Enjoying the conference.
Good.
It's been a fun few days. Yeah, I can't complain.
Any highlights so far from what you've seen or heard? Or?
You know, it's always a lot of the side conversations, the night receptions, the Wegner Award dinners yesterday, the videos they put together for the award recipients.
That was tremendous.
Fantastic, just to hear the stories of some of that work going on. So just great to be around the energy of the system and all the people in it.
You got 6,000 of your best friends here, right?
It's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So how are you guys at Filene doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Staying very busy, which we love. You know, we have so many opportunities, challenges we see our member credit unions facing, and so we just try to step up to the plate and make sure we're delivering answers, solutions, giving people some space to figure some things out.
Yeah, you guys hit it out of the ballpark, and big time in that regard for sure. So, all right, we're going to talk about REE? What's the acronym? Can you remind me the acronym? The Re-Incubator Cohort, soon to be announced.
Yes. The REE, the Racial Economic Equity.
Okay.
Incubator.
Thank you
yeah,
for that.
Yeah. No, really exciting about this this program. It's something we've been working on for about a year or so. It really came out of, I think, what we saw was many credit unions. Again, when we're asking them, what are you thinking about? What are you working on? This notion of racial equity and what's our role was something we heard a lot of credit unions asking. And so what we thought is, can we create, again, some space, resources, connections to experts to really think through what is the opportunity for credit unions to really think about, especially how to engage with communities of color, co-design things productively, and really build products that are going to move the needle. So we put out a call last fall to say, hey, who wants to be in? You know, we've got a great opportunity, and we're working with a couple of terrific partners, Urban Strategies and Native Women Lead, both organizations with a lot of rich experience doing this kind of community co-creation work, are coming to the table with us on this. And so we got 8 different credit unions to apply jointly with community organizations in their own community to say, here's a challenge we want to solve together.
Really?
And we're going to walk them through a process, give them some time, resources to put together a pilot, launch it, and see what happens.
See, I love this about you guys, because you put these real world situations into action, you know, and then you come back with these really cool results and stuff that other credit unions or other organizations can really apply at their organization. So it's really cool what you guys do there. So,
and
this is just one more example of what you guys are doing to make things better, just to put it simply, right?
Absolutely. We're always looking for ways to turn, I think, that, again, that energy and ideas into action. Mm-hmm. So, again, this is a place where we think that, you know, we have a lot to learn at Filene as well. I think the system has a lot to learn around, you know, what really is our potential to move the needle. I think it aligns so much with the credit union difference that we talk about and really centering on communities and finding ways to serve the underserved. And so just really excited about the work we've got going and the institutions we have involved are really great institutions spread out across the country. There's 8 of them. The average assets is $2.6 billion, which we're excited about, getting some larger players in the mix and rolling up their sleeves. So,
So where are we in the process?
Yeah, so we kicked off the cohort in January.
Okay.
We're actually meeting together for our first time at our headquarters in Madison, pulling all those folks together for a few days to do some learning together, as well as really dig in and start working on that innovation process. We're going to work with them through that, really help them design what they want to work on, help them engage with their communities more effectively in that process through about June or July.
Okay.
At that point, it's time to launch. And so each one of them, whatever they developed, they will put it in the marketplace. We'll be providing some technical assistance and support for about a year. We'll see what we learn and share it with the market. You know, we think there's going to be both some learnings on the product side. You know, hey, what are these kinds of tools, solutions, partnerships that really seem to be effective? But we're really hoping that we can also write the playbook for just how do credit unions really partner with communities so you're designing with them, not for them, as a way to really be successful.
Well, it's one more way for credit unions to connect with their communities, right?
Absolutely. So, I think if there's any you know, player in the financial services system that's really ripe to do this work and really connects with their mission, it's credit unions.
Agreed.
So we're really excited this is going to be an expression of that mission.
Yeah, and let me know when you guys are ready. I'd love to have you back on to kind of get the tail end of this and see what the results are or what the findings are. So that would be a lot of fun to talk about as well. So let me know. I'll send you a reminder.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah. Hey, well, talk about the soon-to-be-announced new wave of i3ers. This is always exciting, too.
Yeah, we are thrilled. You know, this is our two-year innovation and leadership development program. We've been running it for about 20 years and had a lot of really just great emerging credit union leaders come through the program. They get to roll up their sleeves, again, on the innovation and incubation side and really walk through a process to prototype a solution to a challenge they're seeing or something mm-hmm. they're excited mm-hmm. about. And this year, we have 29 i3 participants, which we are thrilled about. One of
wow.
our bigger classes.
Yeah.
But there were just too many people for us to say no that we were really, really excited to work with. So, yeah, we announced the list, I think, maybe a day or two ago mm-hmm. and featured them a little bit at our breakfast the other day here at GAC. But again, really thrilled folks that are coming from all over their institutions, mm-hmm. product side, marketing, compliance, tech, all coming together to really think through, you know, what does it mean to innovate within a credit union mm-hmm. space, mm-hmm. both to be a leader to do that work,
yeah.
But then also really equip them with a framework, a process that they can employ at their own institutions to try new things mm-hmm. and then get them out in the marketplace quick, iterate, and kind of bring them to success.
Yeah, so now that you've announced the 29 i3ers, so what are the next steps for that? I mean, do you divvy them up into groups and then they start their projects, or what are the next steps for these folks?
Yeah, great question. So you kind of break it up right now into year one and year two, so you've got kind of your juniors and seniors. The juniors, the folks that are just coming in, are first going to start with some of that leadership development work. We're helping them on how do you communicate an idea once you have it? You know, how do you really affect change within your organization? That's one thing we see all the time with innovation. It's one thing to have an idea. It's another thing to actually get it rolling, right? And so how are we helping them develop those kind of skills to become those effective change agents in their institution? Then a little later this year, we'll put them into some teams and set them to work.
That's
and
where
they can start
fun.
To dig in and start to come up with some new solutions.
Well, I love it because at Big Bright Minds, they get up and they present, and it's really a lot of fun to see what they've come up with and
Absolutely.
How practical it is and how it can really benefit credit unions. So I really enjoy that part of it as well.
Yeah. Over the years, I think you now have maybe 300 or 400 ideas that have come out of i3 projects that are on our website and our archives that it's really great to go back and just see the creativity and some of these folks being really forward-thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Some ideas we're seeing now
mm-hmm.
were things that some teams you know, experimented with years ago.
Yeah.
So
only
I think there's a chance for these folks to lead.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I just love that program, so I love talking about it. So the last thing here is some lab testing.
Yes.
Share with us some lab testing. This sounds very scientific, Josh.
Yes, that's the goal, right? Exactly. Really approach this as scientifically as possible. But no, the lab at Filene, it's really kind of our ongoing innovation platform. I think gives us a chance to really pull together a group of credit union sponsors. We've got, I think, 17 right now,
mm-hmm.
And essentially put a list of options in front of them every year to say, mm-hmm. here are the things we're seeing in our research, here are the fintech companies that are coming mm-hmm. to us seeking to partner or test new ideas, here are things you've been telling us you'd like to work on. And they essentially vote and help us create our testing agenda for each year. So each year we select 4 to 6 different tests, and then we work with that same group. This is the first year we started. So
never
mind.
It's all new to everybody.
So no, but it's great. We then work with that same group to actually run those tests
mm-hmm.
and then see what we can learn and share it and really kind of have that cycle going. So right now we've got 4 tests running.
Okay.
A couple of them have come out of some of our research. One looking at how do we rethink what physical space should look like. You know, maybe not the traditional branch, but how should credit
the office space you mean? Or
showing
the branch?
The branch space and how you're engaging with members, especially now that so many people are doing things digitally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you need as many teller lines?
Yeah,
what kind of space do you really need to affect and facilitate those relationships with you or your members? We've got another one looking at the subscription economy. How do you create essentially a subscription package of products and services,
mm-hmm.
rewards, things that really speak to your members'
mm-hmm.
needs
mm-hmm.
that you can kind of offer on this subscription model, one price a month, that we see so many other types of services and products going another way.
Yep.
And then we got 2 tests with a couple of really great fintech partners. One is PocketNest, who does a really great digital financial coaching app, and trying to see if that helps with member engagement and really apply that financial well-being for all mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one being Ignite Sales, who is doing some work to try to figure out how we convert a few more of those indirect auto borrowers
mm-hmm.
into full-fledged members at your institution, using some digital conversation guides. So stay tuned. We hope mid-year we'll have the results of those tests. They're all in flight. I think we've got, I want to say, 17 of those credit unions who are participating in one or more of those 4 tests, and really excited to see what we can learn.
Josh, man, I'm going to be calling you a lot this year because I want to find out what's going on. I want to find out all these results that are going on out
there.
Oh my gosh, well, it's going to be fun. It's going to be especially fun for you guys.
Indeed.
You guys, I think of Filene is just one big lab all together, you know? So you guys just are always I don't know, experimenting and trying and failing and learning from it and then trying again. You
absolutely,
know?
So yeah. It's really a virtuous cycle, especially with our research that does such great work, our incubation, and we get to really pull our communities and our events together. We have an advisory services. So it really all works together to take an idea, test it out, figure out what works or not, and then share that back with the market. Really repeat that process.
A never-ending process, for sure. All right, Josh, anything else to add here, sir? I know there's a lot on your plate, but any final thoughts here? Anything to add?
Last thing I'll say, at the Lab of Phylene, we have 3 additional sponsor slots open. So we're looking to get that pool from 17 to about 20. So if any institutions are interested in joining this really great community of innovators in the credit union space, they can reach out to me, joshs@phylene.org, or just go to our website, and we've got a couple forms where people can be interested. Okay. So looking to get those last few slots in, especially before we start the next testing agenda later this year.
We will put that link in the show notes
and
your email if you don't mind.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We can contact you directly. So good. All right. All right, Josh, always a pleasure, sir.
Yes.
Always an adventure. So keep up the good work there at Phylene, and look forward to the next conversation.
Sounds good.
Right on.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.